KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today across western Iowa, a high here around 80 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In Western Iowa news, a review of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' management of the Missouri River begins this week in the wake of this summer's record flooding. Whit Anderson, director of the programs for the Corps' Northwestern Division, is overseeing the process, and he says the Corps will provide information that will also allow the review panel free rein.
A very high, important principle for us is that it does have independence, and the integrity of that independence is maintained. I mean, they have to be able to do the work as they see fit, given the general scope we've given them, and do it unfettered, if you will, by influence from the Corps or anyone else.
Anderson says the Corps is also analyzing what would have happened under different management scenarios. For example, if the Corps had released water from upstream reservoirs earlier this year to free up storage space for floodwaters, would the region have been as devastated?
That information, coupled with this review by this independent panel, will help us have a dialogue in the basin about what the art of the possible may be in terms of different future operations, which then leads to questions, as you asked, is it time to go back to Congress and seek new authority, or do we need resources to do something else?
The four-member panel will include scientists from the National Weather Service, U.S. Geological Survey, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Colorado State University. Critics have accused the Corps of failing to work aggressively enough to prevent flooding. Anderson says information gleaned from the review may be used to ask Congress for new direction on managing the Missouri River. The review officially begins tomorrow, and the results are expected sometime in early December. News time is 7:08.
The Fashion Faux Pas Fix, a business success story from U.S. Cellular. Once upon a workday, Danny Ray brought her team together to talk about a business challenge.
Staying connected on the road.
Not dropping our calls to customers.
Yes, that's why I switched us to U.S. Cellular. Now we get the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Our phones just work, and we can spend more time on what's really important.
Matching outfits for you and your cat.
Seriously.
What?
You concentrate on your business. U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless, and everyone will work happily ever after. Now get the LG Genesis, an Android-powered phone, for $149.99.
Smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement may apply. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more and find out how our dedicated business associates can help you, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. When you're busy running your business and your smartphone can be like an extra assistant helping you get things done, stop by and see us and let us show you how at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
An Elliott man was arrested early Sunday morning in Montgomery County on an assault charge. Sheriff's officials say 32-year-old Joshua L. Franzen was taken into custody at around 3:15 a.m. after authorities investigate a domestic disturbance incident at a residence in rural Elliott. Franzen was located at that residence and arrested on a charge of simple assault. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and being held Sunday on $300 bond. The Sioux City Mail Processing Center has closed despite attempts to save it. The final pieces of mail went through that center on Saturday morning. Operations are being transferred to a processing center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Postal Service had announced the consolidation decision back in June as part of its plan to cut its staggering losses. Iowa's congressional delegation and others had tried to fight the closure. Postal officials have said local mail delivery will not be affected by the move. However, Sioux City will lose about 70 jobs. Western Iowa Congressman Steve King has returned from a trip to Greece, Cyprus, and Turkey. He was part of a congressional delegation.
To look at the friction that's emerging there between Turkey and Greece, two of our NATO allies that seem to be lining up a little bit against each other, and the friction that exists in Cyprus because of the Turk and the Greek influence in divided Cyprus. So all of those things were extraordinarily interesting.
King says it's important to know what's happening in that part of the world right now.
If Greece's economy should collapse, then that indicates that there's a high risk of a domino or a chain reaction effect, which could go through Italy and Spain, Portugal, perhaps Ireland and Belgium and other countries.
King was returning to the U.S. when news had broke that key al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen had been assassinated.
I'm glad to add my voice to the entire Iowa delegation in encouragement of the administration and our military and our CIA and all the people who are out there with their lives on the line. They have landed a severe blow against the al-Qaeda network.
Others, like Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, have said the slain al-Qaeda leaders had rights because they were American citizens, and the Obama administration violated the Constitution with the assassinations. King disagrees with that assertion.
If they are attacking and killing us, of course we have to strike back. That's what the president's done, and I support his move.
On Friday, the four other congressmen from Iowa made statements of support for the action in Yemen. I'll be back with a check of the funeral announcements in just a moment. News time is 7:12.
This is Mal Sharpe for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
Closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy, too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand, because I get a new phone every 2 years.
Like, what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster, and be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Glenn Franklin Peterson, age 88, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home. Funeral services for Glenn Peterson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kenneth S. Christensen, age 90, of Audubon, died September 24th at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ken Christensen will be held today at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. F. Raymond Burnham, Jr., age 87, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Raymond Burnham, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Edward T. Hubin, Jr., age 76, of Benora, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Edward Hubin, Jr. will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Benora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has the arrangements. Harold Joseph Nissen, age 84, of Shelby, died Saturday at the Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Harold Nissen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Judy Kula, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Judy Kula will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. And Mercedes Bowers, age 94, of Manning, died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.